Does the book of Hebrews indicate Jesus ever came to earth? A response to Richard Carrier. Written by Bart Ehrman. Read by Ken Teutsch. In an earlier post, I indicated that I have difficulty responding to writings of mythicists, largely because they often say things that I think are dead wrong, but it would take so much time and effort to explain why. This morning I did think I should at least give one example of the sort of thing I mean, and I have chosen just one of the claims made several times by one of the mythicists' leading spokespersons, Richard Carrier. Carrier argues that the earliest Christians did not believe Jesus ever came to earth, but was a God who ministered and was crucified in the heavenly realms. He also claims this view is supported by a close reading of the early New Testament writings themselves. He lists a number of them and discusses them all. I am here simply picking one example, the book of Hebrews. I could do the same thing with others. He equally surprisingly includes the letters of Paul and the non-canonical book of 1 Clement, for example. But my idea is not to give a thorough response to his many, many claims. He is prolific. But just to illustrate my point by taking this one. Is it true that the book of Hebrews does not indicate that Jesus ever came to, ministered on, or died on earth? First, let me lay out his overarching views in his own words from his book, Jesus from Outer Space, What the Earliest Christians Really Believed About Christ, Durham, North Carolina, Pitch Stone Publishing, 2020. Here are some of the summaries of his major perspectives. Christians originally thought Jesus descended only as far as Satan's realms in the sublunar sky, and the notion that Jesus went all the way down to earth to live and preach there was invented a lifetime later. Page 9. All the surviving clues pointing to there having been Christians who once thought the earthbound Jesus was a useful myth, and to the conclusion that theirs may have been the original view. But their writings, almost entirely and certainly as originally written, are all lost. Page 9. If Jesus was originally taught to have been an angelic being who tricked the devil into crucifying him in a distant sky kingdom, then there wasn't even a man whose death launched the religion. Page 25. If Jesus was never really a historical person, then what the original Christians were teaching was that this ancient archangel descended from the superior heavens, not to earth, but into the sky below the top ring of outer space, then known as a vast and terrifying region between the earth and moon, the realm of all flesh, where death and decay and Satan and his demons were known to hold sway. And there is where Jesus was originally believed to have died, crucified not by Romans on earth or by the Jews, but by Satan or his agents, far above the clouds. And there is where Jesus' mortal bodysuit was buried, perhaps in some garden among the demonic sky castles. And 3 days later he rose from the dead and revealed his glory to all the heavenly creatures, Satan among them. Pages 32 and 33. In several places, as I indicated, he claims that these views are supported by a close reading of the book of Hebrews. He dates Hebrews, along with the writings of Paul, 1 Peter, James, Jude, and the non-canonical writing of 1 Clement, earlier than most scholars do. Here are some of his statements about Hebrews and these other writings. They all likely date to the 50s and 60s A.D., 2 to 3 decades after Jesus is supposed to have died in the 30s A.D. Yet they curiously lack any references to Jesus having ever ministered to earth or communicating with anyone in any way than by mystical revelation from on high. Page 18. Before Mark published his gospel after the Jewish war, no Christian texts say he, Jesus, was crucified on earth at all. That's nowhere in Paul, Hebrews, 1 Clement, 1 Peter, James, or Jude. Page 24. In Carrier's longer 700-page book on the historicity of Jesus, Why We Might Have Reason for Doubt, revised edition, Sheffield Phoenix Press, Sheffield, England, 2023, he provides a lengthy discussion of Hebrews, pages 536 to 63, and there states the matter even more forthrightly. In Hebrews, there is no nativity, no ministry, no mention of Jesus having lived on earth. Page 546. Is that true? For those few of you who have never memorized the book of Hebrews, I might point out the following verses. Hebrews 1:6, speaking of Christ, God brought his firstborn into the world. The word world here is oikoumene, which means inhabited world, that is, world of humans. Hebrews 2:3, Jesus' message was first declared by the Lord and was then spoken to us by those who heard. Hebrews 2:14, since the children of God share blood and flesh, he likewise partook of the same things. That is, he too was blood and flesh, like other humans. So that through his death, that is, while blood and flesh, he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil. And why? Because he was concerned with the descendants of Abraham, that is, the Jewish people. Hebrews 2:17. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, that is, with blood and flesh, so that he could be a merciful and faithful high priest serving God through being an atoning sacrifice for the sins of the people. Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who was tempted in every way, like us, but without sin. Hebrews 5:7. For me, one of the most powerful verses of the entire book. In the days of his flesh, he offered up prayers and petitions to the one who was able to save him from death with loud cries and tears. That is, he was pleading with God not to have to go through his ordeal. Hebrews 7:14. For it is evident that our Lord arose from the tribe of Judah, a tribe about which Moses does not say anything. This statement may sound a bit confusing in isolation. In Hebrews 7, the author is claiming that Jesus is a superior priest to the Jewish priests, but in Judaism, priests had to descend from the tribe of Levi through Moses' brother, Aaron. It was a hereditary office, not one chosen as a career path. Jesus, though, was not from the tribe of Levi, but the tribe of Judah, which also, of course, his ancestor David was as well. The author is going on to say that Jesus had a superior priesthood to Jewish priests and that he was linked not to the Aaronic priesthood, but to a priesthood embodied by the mysterious figure of Melchizedek in Genesis 14. Hebrews 12:2, let us look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, who, in exchange for the joy before him, endured the cross of shame, despising the shame. Carrier is absolutely right that neither Hebrews nor any other New Testament author explicitly says Jesus' crucifixion happened on earth. But I don't see how that is a persuasive argument. I myself have spoken of the crucifixion roughly 3.9 million times, and I don't recall ever indicating that it happened on earth. Where else would he be crucified? Indeed, in all the many thousands of references to crucifixions in a huge range of times and places in Greek, Roman, Jewish, and later Christian sources, how often do authors specify that they took place on earth? Moreover, the passages from Hebrews I've cited above seem to me to be quite clear. God brought him, Jesus, into the world, oikoumene, the inhabited planet, the planet of humans, earth. Hebrews 1:6, and he ministered, taught, was tempted, and died on a cross there. I really don't see how Carrier has a good case here. It would be possible to take on others of his many claims, dozens, hundreds, but I think this should be enough as an illustration.